Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Got two tight ends blocking on the outside. He's got room. He bursts inside Raiders territory. One man to beat. He won't be caught. Touchdown, Sampson. 66 yards.
That was the first touchdown in the career of Shedeur Sanders. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Sanders starts and gets a win for the Cleveland Browns in his first ever outing as the QB1. He has since been named their starter for this coming week against San Francisco. 49ers, who just beat the Panthers last night, going to be a level up in competition after playing the 2-9 Raiders on the road. But you got to give Shedeur Sanders credit. After a week in which it was really, really rough, 4-for-16, taking over at halftime against the Baltimore Ravens and struggling big time, he comes out, just 11 of 20 passing, 209 yards, touchdown, and a pick. That touchdown, his lone touchdown of the game, was like on a screen right around the line of scrimmage that went 60-plus yards, 66 to the house from Sampson. But he made, not even that one, he made two really, really nice throws in this game that were like, huh, that's pretty good. He made a deep ball throw when he got away from a zero blitz out of the pocket. And I thought in college, the thing he did best was his big arm, like throwing way down the field at Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of off his back foot, off balance a little bit. Chucks the ball 55 or whatever yards it was in the air.
It reminded me of the Daniels play against Cleveland last year, honestly.
Similar play.
Where you escaped out to the right and play. You go, how the hell did he get out of that? Oh, my God, look where that one's going. Now, it was to Isaiah Bond, I believe.
It was.
And that guy was tackled goal to go. So that could have been his touchdown, and the screen pass could have been a normal thing. So, but, yeah, I mean, it was, you go, okay, that was pretty legit. That's a great play.
52-yard completion. Yeah. That's a plus big boy play. That was the highlight of the day. He had another nice layered throw onto the second level that went for 39 yards, catch and run to Jerry Jeudy.
Who got ambushed on a fumble.
It was probably like a 25-yard throw, but he kind of, again, escapes the pocket, buys some time, makes a throw to a wide-open guy. But it was the work he did to get there is kind of the win, I think, for Shedeur on the play. So those were the super impressive plays. Mostly, I think that the good stuff was fairly subtle. He was only sacked one time. I didn't see a bunch like in the Ravens game where like he didn't get a protection right or he was getting teed off on by linebackers. So I thought there was a lot to build on for him. It was pretty good overall. But it was, 11 completions in a game where they ran it close to 30 times, all purpose. And their defense had 10 sacks. And that was kind of the story. It was a suffocating defensive-led win for the Browns. So I say all that to say that after the game, Kevin Stefanski addressed the team. So, Darius, do you have the whole thing or just the Shedeur part? What do we have from Stefanski here in the locker room?
So this is the whole thing, but we can stop it shortly after.
No, that's fine. Part. So this is the audio that people largely have taken issue with, where he does not give Shedeur Sanders a game ball, and he says, good job, Shedeur. But it's being taken as if he didn't mean it or he didn't say enough or his good job wasn't enough. And this is why I don't do celebrity quarterbacks. Certainly in the fifth round that are fringe backups so far this season. But here we are. So this is the big debate now is, did Kevin Stefanski slight Shedeur Sanders after the game? This was his address to the Browns.
Stayed resilient together like I told you we needed to, right? Stay resilient together. And we fought together. How about Gage's big punt return on special teams? How about Corey, every single time you're out there pinning those guys doing your job? Great job. Offense wasn't perfect. How about that big play by Sam at the end? IB, huge play. Q, huge play. Harold making a big play. And then another rookie making his first start. Nice job, Shador. Well done. There's that old saying.
So he goes on to talk about other things. So here is what is true. When he says well done, he is less loud than he is for much of the rest of the time. I think it's because Shador Sanders is in the front, literally 4 feet from him, and he's like looking over at him going, nice job, well done. Whereas you're yelling around the locker room, you're talking to 50 guys. It just so happens Shador is right up front, one of the closest guys to him. So the volume does go down a little bit, and if you're looking for something to be bothered by, I guess you could say he's less excited to congratulate and thank Shador Sanders for his efforts than he was other players. Give me the few seconds leading up to that again.
IB, huge play. Q, huge play. Harold making a big play. And then another rookie making his first start. Nice job, Shador. Well done.
I saw that, and I thought, good moment for the Browns. Good for Shador Sanders to get love from his coach. Like, that was my takeaway, and I'm on to the next thing.
Yeah, because he goes on then to talk about the defense that did the crazy thing.
That's the other thing.
Right?
Like, well, let's say how this became a thing. It became a talking point nationally on shouty shows and in all kinds of, you know, the national big picture podcasts and in the football sphere that Kevin Stefanski, A, did not give Shador Sanders a game ball. How dare him. And B, like that he basically, his congratulations wasn't hearty enough. His good job wasn't meant or thorough. This is the guy, I remember, that set him up for failure, that has wanted to see him not succeed, that has screwed him over because they played the guy they drafted ahead of him over Shador. You know, all of these other stories that are out there. Now, you play him. He plays fine. He's 11 of 20 for 209 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. It's not a great game. It's not a bad game. For a rookie starter, there's enough there to like that he gets another shot. The correct decision was made. He should absolutely start next week. But the story is, well, when you said good job, you didn't say it good enough.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Again, like, this is where we are with this. When I say this is a lightning rod, this
we
is
wasted the good surprise on you.
It's one of the most polarizing guys, and it's not even his fault. I feel bad for the kid at this point. Shador's doing nothing. He's standing there in the locker room waiting for his coach to say good job. His coach says good job, he claps, and he's on to the next thing. There are times, we'll play another clip, where he brings some of the consternation on himself. This is not one of those times. It's just people trying to defend him. There's no defense needed. And
yeah, there's no slight here.
You're looking for something. You're trying to find a slight is basically what's happening. But I just found the reaction amazing. So we could have pulled other clips. This is the one we grabbed. This was a very obvious one that stood out. It's Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco,
okay,
who do a very popular show together, talking about Shedeur Sanders not getting a game ball.
So hold on. A guy making his first start, a guy that you didn't really want to start, a guy that you didn't even want in your organization.
Right, right.
And that's all he get. Great job.
He don't get no game ball? Nah, he don't get no game ball, Unc. That wasn't his pick. That's not what they want. They don't want him to succeed. You know that. And no disrespect. The owner told you to himself. Even the head coach's guy is Dylan Gabriel. We all understand that. Listen, didn't Shedeur make history tonight?
Yes.
First rounds quarterback as a rookie to start and win after what?
I mean, you got to think about it, Ocho. They've had 42 starting quarterbacks since 1999.
Right.
No quarterback making his first start.
Yeah.
The last 17 have said, they didn't get it done.
Yeah. How many of them played the 2-9 Raiders and had 10 sacks from their defenses, what I would ask. Again, 11 completions in the game. But, hey, a couple of big-time throws again. Congratulations, you win the football game. You deserve some credit for that. But the idea, and you heard it again there,
yep,
they don't want him to succeed. The coach of the Browns, whose job's on the line, wants Shedeur Sanders to fail. The guy whose job is to coach up quarterbacks, and if your quarterbacks play poorly, it's a direct referendum on you as the play caller who's given up the play calling. The OC, the head coach, you've got a job because of what you did in Minnesota with Kirk Cousins, because of what you've done over your career with quarterbacks. So who doesn't want him to succeed? The GM, who doesn't get to pick another quarterback probably? You know, who has screwed the quarterback thing up left, right, and center? The coach who's responsible for the play of the quarterbacks are rooting against Shedeur Sanders. They're also saying his guy is Dylan Gabriel, which is the other thing that's out there. Because Dylan Gabriel's gotten the reps, because Dylan Gabriel's gotten the first chance to start.
Uh-huh.
As if that shouldn't be the case when he's drafted higher. There's never, ever, ever been a time where a guy is drafted at that position behind another guy. Like Washington should have had an open competition with Griffin and Cousins. Give me a break. That's ridiculous.
The desperation to fit anything into this keyhole is so bizarre to me. I don't understand it. So, like, I used to not like Billy Packer, the color analyst, used to do NCAA tournament games. He would make a bit of analysis the first 5 minutes in some way. They can't handle Arkansas's pressure, Jim. And then everything else that game had to fit into that narrative that he decided was the story of the game. Whether it was right or not, that was the story, no matter what. And he's the guy that put his foot in his mouth talking about George Mason didn't belong, and you know the whole story. Not to dunk on Billy Packer, but that was the point. They're doing this, but in real time, about a football player. Everything has to fit into this narrative. They could have called a better play where he got 20 yards instead of 17. Right. They could have handed it off on second down instead of having him drop back. And it is so utterly bizarre to me.
Right.
Utterly bizarre. The idea, again, the most important part of this to me is Myles Garrett had 3 more sacks, which pairs nicely with his 4-sack game and his 5-sack game. A franchise record was established for sacks in a season 11 games into the bleeping year with, you know, whatever is it, 40% of the year left to go.
He has 18 sacks, and he's got, I think, 13 in his last 4. And as you said, he became the all-time leader in the sack category with his performance, and he's the one guy that got the game ball.
And
on a day where the defense had 10 sacks.
The defense had 10 sacks. Myles Garrett is doing something that no one has ever done in this league before. Not just Cleveland Browns type stuff. A fifth rounder winning a game against the team that will pick first or second this year, think he deserves a game ball too. This is not participation trophy time. One player is doing something so unbelievably remarkable, everybody not talking about it is frankly being irresponsible. Like, it's unbelievable how bleeping good Myles Garrett is. And what he's doing is record setting. The fifth rounder, who actually played admirable, I think it's ridiculous he was a fifth rounder. I can't believe it, quite frankly. I would have taken him ahead of Dylan Gabriel 1,000 times before and would have done another 1,000 times. He's more talented and more interested in him as a prospect.
Football, he would have gone ahead of Dylan Gabriel.
Probably would have. But the point of the dude's story is, this is nice. You say as much. You recognize it. That's awesome. But what we really need to talk about here in this room, men, is what the absurdity that we just saw from our defense that had 10 sacks and Myles Garrett on pace to shatter the record with a month left to play in this league.
Crazy.
That's the story. That's the game ball.
Had he not have acknowledged Shedeur Sanders, I would agree. Okay, man, that's a little petty.
Yeah, he's like rolling his eyes again. Good job, Shedeur.
He's clearly not your guy. He did the same thing. He's going around the room, pointing out a bunch of dudes that did some cool things, mm-hmm. and Shedeur, quarterbacking a team that got a first win, gets some love. This is not, you know, Kevin O'Connell rubbing the hair of J.J. McCarthy after his game-winning drive after 4 weeks of an injury, you know, making the start and coming back after 3.5 quarters of being terrible to get up off the mat as this stinker quarterback. It's not the same thing. It was 11 completions for a bad offensive performance overall by a guy that got a win in his first start, deservedly. He made the plays that needed to be made. But if you watched the game, the story of the game was the Browns defense getting 10 sacks. Yeah. That was the story of the game. So he points out, hey, good job here, good job here, good job here. Shador, nice job. Congrats on your first win. Myles Garrett, game ball. How about that defense? But this is why the celebrity non-franchise quarterback thing is just untenable. I can't even have a post-game celebration with my team where I congratulate a guy without people telling me I didn't do it right. Go away. I mean, I can't coach with him. Can't win with him.
Can't do it.
And it's not even Shador's fault. But I'm just not allowing that noise to creep in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.